I'm glad that I put up my Laura Logan video because it gave me some valuable insight into the work that needs to be done in order to set men on the correct path to their own empowerment. My Laura Logan video helped to reveal to me that many MRAs don't fully understand what the concept of gender war is all about and what it fully entails. And in this video, I said that if I were to see a woman being raped, I would continue on as if nothing ever happened. And I still stand by that statement unapologetically, and I assert that I'm 100% justified in this line of thought. Now, the fact that I said this must have triggered some innate male protector instinct in many MRAs that the rest of us who actually understand what gender war is all about have eschewed a long time ago. And their main argument was that I'm promoting violence against the entire female gender by saying that I wouldn't risk my life to protect a woman from violence unless she was a member of my family. I think the problem here is that maybe men have not yet started to consider that when women and society at large decided to burden men with the job of selflessly saving women from violence, that this was an act of violence against the entire male gender. The draft was an act of violence against the entire male gender. The gender selective rescue effort on the Titanic was also, and the expectation that it's a man's duty at great personal risk to himself, his person, and his life to save adult females from violence is an act of violence against men. And all my video does is neutralize that violence that has been foisted on men by advocating an act of nonviolent non-action. That's right, refusing to defend women from violence is an act of non-action and therefore cannot be violent in any way. Yet you have feminists and MRAs alike claiming that I advocate rape. You even have one feminist saying that for me to advocate non-action in regards to violence towards women is an admission of rape, which is just another attempt to broaden the definition of rape and another reason why men shouldn't defend women from it. MRAs whining about my stance amounts to the same tired old Nawalt tactics, not all women are feminists, so on and so forth. You simpletons really are starting to tire me. Not all women are fat, lesbian, man-haters that pen scum manifestos on their free time, sure. However, how many women have trapped men via child support and alimony, a form of legalized slavery? How many women are actively speaking out against this type of enslavement? If you were to take the average woman on the street and ask her if she supports child support and alimony enforcement for women in divorce and custody disputes, what do you think she'll say? Most women are feminists by association and approval of feminist doctrine. They are feminists by proxy, and any MRA that says otherwise has failed miserably at understanding the true nature of feminism. Women have used their most desired biological asset, their reproductive ability, to subjugate the men who naturally desire to perpetuate the human race. They have legislated their biological greed aggressively against men in order to use the state to demand more of the myriad of biological assets that men bring to the table, such as productivity, adaptability, ingenuity, and most importantly, the ability to defend the female collective. They've used the trade-off of outdated and breached chivalrous social contracts to obligate us to defend them while they either abort your reproductive payoff or use it to enslave you with child support, which we all know is just a euphemism for women support. Now, the ability to defend the female collective is the only biological male quality that, at least as of now, the state cannot force us to engage in the civilian sector at least. And so any true tactician will identify that as a chink in the armor and withhold that defense. It's a planned, non-aggressive sanction that simultaneously empowers men and places responsibility on women's defense right where it should be, on women. Now, I don't want to hear any MRAs whining about honor and principle. We're fighting a gender war because of honor and principle. We should be intelligent enough to realize that people are going to pick and choose very carefully about who they are going to stick their necks out for, and I can guarantee you that the vast majority of women will not risk their own personal safety to stop violence towards men in any way. You're a man and an MRA, so start acting like one. Identify with us as an in-group, not feminists and not women. And try to attain a level of awareness higher than the utopian REM sleep that you've been living in if you think that men and women aren't at war with each other. Men and women are in direct competition with each other. And I'm going to say that again. Men and women are in direct competition with each other. We are competing for resources, healthcare, education, our children, our money, our legal equality, and our freedom. And yes, women are doing this of their own volition. Some MRAs say, well, isn't the state the real enemy? Women are being manipulated also. They suffer from feminism as well. And my response to that, if it weren't for the need to explain this as best I can, would be who cares whether or not women are victims? This is a men's movement, so we will concern ourselves with men's issues, period. This isn't some fantasy reality where men and women are going to get together and sing Kumbaya and forget that feminism ever happened. Once again, women have acted as a collective against men for the better part of 60 years. But let's explore this whole women are victims too, pussy pass mentality that a lot of so-called MRAs have. Now I use the example of a pit bull and its master. If he sicks his pit bull on you, and you have a gun in your hand, will you then use that gun against the pit bull even though the pit bull is only following the wishes of its master? Does the fact that the pit bull cannot comprehend what it's doing make the pit bull any less of a danger to you? Such an example only partly illustrates what's going on in the gender war between men and women and the state. The pit bull is blindly following an order from its master. It's a pawn, a tool incapable of reasoning. Women, however, were only given the opportunity to attack men, and they possess all the powers of reasoning of a fully functional adult human being. In the last scenario, the pit bull is a tool that the master used with malicious intent, whereas women were given the tools with which to attack men and left to their own devices. They willingly chose to attack men. They actively sought and lobbied for laws that made it easier to attack men and harder for men to defend themselves. They, since the very beginning of modern feminism, have acted not as innocent pawns that were manipulated into committing acts of evil, but as willing collaborators that used the promise of preferential treatment over men from the state as a means of attacking men. So my question is, when exactly will men fight back, and why exactly does the mere suggestion of breaching our part of the already defunct social contract by placing the responsibility of women's safety on the shoulders of women lead inexorably to a disingenuous and thoroughly disgusting marathon of white knighting on the part of self-professed MRAs calling for obligatory male defense provisions for women? Don't give me that "it's not about saving women, it's about honor" bullshit. Women haven't acted honorably for almost 3 times longer than I've been alive. Fuck that. Take that apathetic, traitorous garbage somewhere else. Like my fellow MRA Richard Rich said, the men's rights movement isn't some sanctimonious justice league. MRAs don't have the right to interject their selective, gender-based morality into this movement. We're focusing purely on men's issues, men's rights, and the empowerment of men. How exactly will telling men to risk their lives to save women from violence help to achieve this? It won't. And in a society where men are still going to be considered rapists no matter what we do, there is no reason to help a woman out of a violent situation up to and including rape. Due to rape shield laws and the fact that they violate the right to face your own accusers, a man cannot receive a fair trial when accused of rape, and therefore there's no reason to ever convict a man of rape. These are the harsh realities of the gender war. We will not give economic opportunities to women. We will not hire them to any jobs. We reserve that position for a qualified and competent man to combat discriminatory affirmative action laws against men. We will never spend money on relationships between men and women. We will reinvest that money into our own individual male interests to combat the economic warfare that women and the state have instituted against men. We will assess the weak points of the partnership between women and the state, and we will exploit it and fight against females and the state. Now, are there females that have earned the right to call themselves men's rights advocates and activists? Sure. Sure there are. Women like Erin Pizzi come to mind. Absolutely. But it's time we start fighting fire with fire. A group of people that insists on the defense of another group of people who have attacked them mercilessly for decades is not acting honorably. It is acting stupidly. Men as a collective should never be hesitant or even ashamed to take drastic measures to fight feminism. And that's all I really got to say for now.